Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
She says, here's the B. I'm telling you, B, you need to learn how to drive. You a sick B. You a crazy B.
What is she talking
about? You drive like a psycho.
What is she talking about?
This is the plaintiff, Regina Saunders. She says the defendant parked her car right up against her car, touching it and damaging her bumper. Turns out this is the same woman she had a dispute with at a stop sign a few weeks earlier. And this was clearly done intentionally and in retaliation. This is a sick woman. She's tired of playing games with her, and she just wants her car repaired so she can move on with her life. She's suing for $1,100, the cost to repair her damage and harassment. This is the defendant, Chelsea Jimenez. She says the plaintiff is harassing her over a little dust-up at a stop sign and is now accusing her of parking too close to her car and damaging it. This is crazy because she never touched the woman's car at the stop sign or while parked. She thinks that judge is going to see this eccentric woman for what she is, a liar, and dismiss her case because it simply makes no sense. She's accused of causing damages. The defendant has filed a countersuit for $1,100 for harassment.
All parties, please raise your right hand.
What you are about to witness is real. The participants are not actors. They are actual litigants with a case pending in civil court. Both parties have agreed to drop their claims and have their cases settled here before Judge Marilyn Million in our forum, the People's Court.
See it come to order, please. Litigants have been sworn, Your Honor.
Thank you, Douglas. Regina Saunders?
Yes.
You are suing Chelsea Jimenez for $1,100, $689 of it to repair your vehicle, and the rest for harassment. You have a counterclaim against her for $1,100 for harassment, exactly the same amount she's suing you for. What happened, ladies? Go ahead. You
Judge,
tell me first.
One day, I went to pick up my daughter from school around 3 p.m., and I go outside to my vehicle, and at the rear, there's a vehicle connected at the plate. I found this to be very odd because I don't damage people's property and I don't believe in such thing. There were any cars in front of mine. There were no vehicles behind hers. So I kindly knocked on the door that the vehicle was in front of. I rang the bell. The people answered the door and said, one moment while we get the owner of the vehicle. Mind you, I was going to get my daughter from school, so after 10 minutes of waiting, I couldn't afford to wait any longer. I left, proceeded to go get my daughter. I come back, but before I left, I did take pictures to have, just in case the vehicle was no longer there. After that, I went down to my local police station because I'm just like, this is very odd to me, and I wanted to know, what are my options and what should I do? Is this kind of petty of me? Because I don't want to be...
Well, petty, did it hit your car or didn't it?
Yes, it did. It connected at the plates.
Wait, what does connected at the plates mean? Did it hit your car and damage your car or didn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
It parked into my car and damaged the chrome of my car. And I'm financing my...
This is a picture of it?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, Judge.
You took...
And that's the damage when I finally moved my vehicle that was done to my vehicle.
Okay, could I need you see? To come up. I need you to come up to the plate and show me where the damage is.
The plate that was connected is black. You see, my plate is chrome. Mm-hmm. This is damage from that black plate being connected to my car.
And the,
here,
and the
here,
red?
Here, yes.
Okay.
And right. On the side, there's other pictures where there's really scrape marks, where the chrome has been removed.
Okay, that's in another picture?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That is the damage.
Okay.
That's damage.
What year car is this?
2009.
Which one's yours, the red or the blue?
Black is theirs. Mine's is clearly chrome.
Is theirs, whose is the red car?
My car is the red car.
Okay, go ahead.
This car is connected to mine. You see the black is their plate. Mm-hmm. I just showed you my, it's chrome in, mm-hmm. it's in. So this plate was forced into my vehicle.
Okay. All right. And so what did you do? You went to the police and then what happened?
I submitted a form and they told me I need to take this form, fill this form out and submit it to the state. And I had
to find out whose car it was.
Yes.
So they give you the name and then what did you do?
Judge, what had happened was someone actually stopped me and said, hey, I think our vehicle had an incident.
Really?
Really.
Who stopped you?
The young man here.
Okay. And what are you to her?
Her boyfriend.
Okay. He stops you somewhere and tells
and
you
says,
what?
Hey, I think our vehicle had an incident.
Okay.
I wasn't familiar with the dude. I was doing my laundry at the time. Mm-hmm. I said, this is not a good time for me. He said, okay, well, I work right here.
Wait, what? I mean, aren't you curious as heck about somebody's coming up to you and telling you, hey,
we were both on foot at this time.
What difference does whether you are on foot or something else have to do? Why don't you make the time to talk to him if he's telling you that?
Because that time was not convenient for me, Judge.
But were you doing, curing cancer?
I was doing my laundry.
Oh, doing your laundry. You can't turn around 1 second and say, been looking for you, and talk to him about it?
First of all, the incident, I said maybe we could speak another time when it's, because he said actually we're neighbors. So we did see each other again. He said, do you have time now? And I said, yes. We proceeded to talk. I proceeded to show him the pictures of the damage to my vehicle when a young lady came up and said, hey, baby. Here's the bee yelling and screaming at me at the time I have my daughter with me, a 4-year-old.
Who's the young lady who comes up? Okay. Me. Okay, go on.
She says, here's the bee. I'm telling you, bee, you need to learn how to drive. You a sick bee. You a crazy bee.
What is
you
she
drive
talking
like
about?
A psycho.
What is she talking about?
Judge, I'm kind of lost in the maze because I'm like, what are you talking
Did
about,
Did you
lady?
Recognize her?
It dawned on me 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I was at my stop sign.
3 weeks earlier.
Or 3 weeks earlier.
Earlier, okay. 3 weeks earlier.
I was at the stop sign. Condition Rose was wet. She had the other stop sign. And I guess she don't like the way I stopped at the stop sign. And I didn't nowhere near hit her or anything.
What? How did you stop at the stop sign?
I stopped like, this is the stop sign. The
you went
road
a little too
was
far?
Wet.
Okay.
The rose was wet.
Okay.
My car, I guess, didn't stop at a time where she appreciated it.
She didn't appreciate it. Okay.
She
and
didn't
then what happened?
It.
So what happened?
She flicked me the finger, said, B, you need to learn how to drive X, Y, and Z.
Okay. All right.
I said, hey, it is way too early in the morning. I just took my daughter to school. Why does all this have to happen? You know what? I didn't touch a vehicle with damage. I'm not going to take that abuse. Follow us.
You followed
apologize.
Her?
Apologize.
I did. Wait. You followed her?
I did.
Are you crazy? Why would you do that? You don't know if she's got a gun or she's nuts. You don't know anything about her.
I'm being honest.
You
got to
let the small stuff go, woman.
I
can't sweat the small stuff.
You're
like
right.
This.
And
so you follow her how long?
A block till she got to the next corner. And I said, hey, miss, what is the problem? You cursing me out. I didn't do anything. You need to learn how to drive. I said, miss, apologize to me. I apologize to you for whatever I've done wrong to you. Please do the same. She said, I'm sorry. That was it. To me, it was over with.
And then the next time you see her, she's coming out saying, babe, that's the crazy.
Exactly.
So you think she did it on purpose?
I know it. I do know it.
Okay, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, everyone? I'm gonna just start from the stop sign.
Yeah, start from the stop sign.
All right, so I'm going on a main street. There's no stop sign for me. I don't have a stop sign. She had a stop sign. She ran the stop sign and stopped when I was already on my way there. So I looked at her and I was like,
did you have to slam on your brakes or what?
Yeah, that's why we made eye contact. So I was like, so then when she
saw... So then what did you do? Did you flip the finger at her?
Yeah, I did, to be honest.
But like, you know, I
was having a bad day that day,
to
be honest.
What time in the morning was it?
It wasn't that early in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning, I take my daughter to school.
Okay, I mean, how bad could your day have been? It didn't even have a chance to get bad yet.
No, but like...
No, but seriously, listen, all right? Just listen to me, okay? You don't know if she's crazy, because there's lots of crazy people. So what is wrong with both of you? So she follows you. So you flip her the finger.
So then she follows me. So
yeah.
I can see that someone's following me with the same car. So I'm not dumb. It's been like 3 blocks at this point. And I was just there like, okay, you know what? Maybe I gassed it. Like maybe I gassed it as in like, maybe I like was too angry at the moment. So I did slow down. I was like, you know what? Let me calm down. She's crying. She's over here telling me, oh, I can't go. I'm sorry. I can't go out through my day without you telling me sorry. At this point, I'm like, I watched the news. At this point, I was like, you know, this lady's insane. So I was just like, I'm sorry. And then she drove off. Okay. 3 weeks later, me and him, we parked our car that night. And then the morning after, we got breakfast. We parked on top of the hill. And our house is down here. And when we came back from getting breakfast, she was already approaching me.
Wait, so you're skipping something. Like, sorry. Do you remember parking really close to her?
No, I did not. I never parked close to her. I never hit her. I never parked close to her. I would never park that close to someone intentionally.
So you think she parked close to you because she knew
your car?
I
think she backed up and took a picture. And honestly, the angle that picture is at, if you see the first picture that you showed, you can tell that this picture is at an angle. So that's why if it was straight down, you'll see if my car was touching hers or if it was...
Well, I mean, they look like they're touching. I just don't know how they got there.
That's honestly, they weren't touching. They were really, really close, but they were not touching.
How do you remember that?
Because she showed me the picture.
I asked her, can you show me please more pictures? She pulled her phone out, no other pictures. It was just those. So then I said, all right, well, this is really not, there's nothing really I can
do. Do you have these pictures in your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see them in your phone. Go ahead.
Whoa, these people horrible.
Else I can do.
No, just hand your phone and put in the...
My ear, there's nothing else I can do, whoa, like, to be honest with you.
So did,
like,
did she talk to you about the damage to the car? Or what did she say to you that day?
She was like, oh, I just want some money for the car. I'm like, there's nothing I can do. Just call the insurance,
whatever
the case may
be. She was telling me she didn't want to go to the cops. She just wanted money.
What's the counterclaim for?
She was calling me. And it would be to the point where we live in the same neighborhood. So when she would see me, she'll just interact like, oh, I know all your information. I know all your personal information. I know where you live. I know who you are.
On the window.
Yeah, she was on the window of my car.
Have you attempted to get a restraining order?
I tried to get a thing against her. I tried to get a police report against her harassment, but they said I needed her personal information.
Which her insurance never gave to her.
Even though they gave her my personal information.
Well, but they can't. They can't give you someone's personal information as their client. But that makes sense.
If you see in that picture, it doesn't look
right
the same.
Now.
Hold on.
I mean...
Yeah, I plan on it. You know, the thing is, who got there first? Who got there last? How did the contact happen?
I come out to my vehicle. And
no, I know you come out to your vehicle. But, you know...
There was no cars there when I parked.
I never hit her car. That is my point. And especially the fact that it's so weird to me that it's the same person that followed me 3 blocks. Like,
I gotta tell you, that's weird to me too.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Harvey Levin here. So, who here has gotten in a road rage? You. You've gotten in an incident.
Yeah.
What happened?
Hey, this guy was trying to get in front of me. I gave the gas. He was trying to cut around me again. So I gave a little more gas. Then after I got in front of him.
Let's get to the road rage for a second.
I slammed the brakes. And he get me in the tail, you know, man.
Okay, do you regret it?
No.
No, that's the wrong answer. You realize it's a really bad thing, right?
Yeah, I do, but it's like that guy.
Okay, that guy. Going inside the courtroom.
When had that car been parked and who parked it?
The night before. We got nobody. All right, when you go over there, we don't park right there necessarily because there's two more people.
I don't need to know that. When had that car been parked was
that
my
night,
only question.
The night before.
What time?
Around 11, 12 o'clock.
And you had, on this day, when did you park your car there?
That morning after I took my daughter to school.
Okay, so then?
My car was there till 3,
what?
And I come out to pick my daughter up, and this is what
exactly.
I see.
It couldn't.
Wait, no
two,
car, if you look at the
you
picture.
Do you two work?
At that time, I was working at a deli, and that was a Saturday, and I don't work weekends. So I woke
okay.
up that day.
It was a Saturday? Was it a Saturday when this happened?
No, ma'am. Please check the date and time stamp on the pictures. There we go. They mess up their credibility.
Yeah, I wouldn't get that excited. You're getting a little too excited. It was
a
Wednesday.
I'm sorry, Judge.
September 19th is a Wednesday, not a Saturday.
He walks to work because it's around the corner.
Here's the thing, though, is that the part I have trouble with is I really don't know who hit who by just looking at two cars kissing. I don't know if that damage happened then or at some other time. If I see two cars that are touching, and I don't know who parked last, how do I assign blame? I think it's so weird that it's the same person who shot you a finger a few weeks earlier. I don't know if this is just the coincidence of all coincidences, but it's so weird. If it's just a coincidence, either you recognized the car and wanted to set this up, or this is a pure coincidence, which is so weird and random, but it happens. But either way, I still have zero proof that their car wasn't there first. I have then the only people telling, hey, that car was already parked. We were coming for breakfast. And I don't have you saying that car wasn't there when I parked, because you wouldn't know that. And then I have two cars literally just kissing each other. And you telling me that all of the damage in the back of that 9-year-old car happened in that very moment. I don't know if it didn't. I just know that you can't prove by these pictures who hit who. You can't. And on your counterclaim against her for $1,100 for harassment, I'm not going to order her to pay you the exact same amount she's suing you for harassment. You folks don't even live there now anymore, right?
No.
We live up the
block. Did you change your numbers?
What do you mean? Phone numbers?
I thought...
No,
Does she still have your number?
Yes.
Yeah,
please don't contact them, okay? Let's just, let's call it a day. You had your day in court. It's a very hard thing to be able to prove. You did your best. You did a great job. You got her who it was from the driver's license bureau. You did everything that you needed to do. It was great. But it's not enough to win in court. That's all. So on your claim against her, zero. And on your claim against them, unfortunately, also zero. Good luck, folks. Nobody trash talk. I'm watching you. You understand me? Everybody has to know when the trash talking needs to end.
Well, the plaintiff couldn't prove her case. Ms. Sanders, I got to give it to you. You did your best.
I tried. I know me, God, and the powers to be know that I'm telling the truth and karma is real. And these people are having the baddest luck in their lives. I know it, and it's okay. I'm still a good person. I love everybody.
Well, good for you. Thank you very much.
God bless.
You must sign some documents out there. All right. You guys don't live near each other now?
No,
you're not
going
to see each other now?
No, we're not.
So hopefully this is going to be totally over.
Yes, completely over.
Thank goodness. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Have a great one.
Okay. Very good. Harvey?
Doug, look, I mean, there is motive here in the defendant's part, but there is simply no proof here on who caused the damage. And that will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you compare quotes from multiple local pros, browse homeowner reviews, and even book a service instantly. Angie's been connecting people with skilled pros for nearly 30 years. So the next time you have a home project, bring it to Angie to get your job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is the plaintiff, Helena Myers. She says she purchased the defendant's house and the guy turned the swimming pool off 2 months prior to the sale to save a buck. And now it's costing her big time. The water was greener than the grass. The pool needs to be refinished now. The garage door is also broken. So's the hot tub. She's here in the good name of justice, seeking the $2,601.97 the defendant owes her. This is the defendant, Patrick. He says the plaintiff had 15 days after the as-is sale of his home to list any damages she discovered, and he didn't hear a peep from her until now. None of these things are his problem. He knows it, she knows it, and the judge is going to agree with him today. He's accused of not caring.
All parties, please use your right hands. Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case in the docket, the plaintiff says she bought a house from the defendant who screwed up the swimming pool. But the defendant says it was an as-is sale, so tough. It's the case of everyone in the pool, we wish.
Okay, Helena and Robert Myers, and you have power of attorney for Robert. Robert's
yes.
What to you, your husband?
My husband, yes.
Okay. You are suing Patrick, you don't want your last name mentioned, for $2,601.97 for a pool repair that, according to you, the seller who sold you your house should have to pay for it. Tell me what happened.
We discussed these items in writing multiple times, starting back on October 13th.
Hold on 1 second. You okay. Decided to buy the house. It's your personal house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Your Honor.
And what business are you in?
I'm a real estate broker in Florida.
Okay. Did you serve as your own broker on this?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Okay. So you sign a contract to purchase his house when?
Correct. In August.
Of what year?
Of 2017.
Okay. Do you have the contract?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me see it. Okay. And what happens? When was closing?
Well, the closing had to be moved because of Irma, and we were
Irma,
selling.
Yes, I know her well.
Yeah, we called
Hurricane
her
Irma. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. We were selling. The closing was in stipulation that we sold our house.
You're in Lee County. What city are you in?
Right now, I'm in Cape Coral.
No, I'm sorry. What city is the house in?
Cape Coral.
Cape Coral, okay. And the closing then, although delayed by Hurricane Irma, happens on what day?
On 10/20.
Is that accurate?
10/20 sounds about correct.
10/20
okay.
Is yep.
All right. And then right what happens?
We went and looked at the house. I had my boat delivered down there.
Did you do a walkthrough?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And when prior to the walkthrough.
Prior to the closing, you did a walkthrough.
Yes, and right. Prior to the walkthrough, we had our boat delivered there. And when our friends went to go meet our boat being delivered, they called me and said, "My God, Helena, the pool is greener than the grass."
Is this before the closing?
Yes.
How long before the closing?
1 week before.
Okay.
And so I immediately, she said the screens are of course torn out and the-
Why lanai, of course torn out? What does that mean?
Probably from the hurricane, but
okay.
The screens were torn out in the lanai area. And the pool was green and very filthy.
Okay.
So
now were you living in there or no?
No, I had moved out previous to that.
How long before that?
About 4 months.
Okay, so the house had been unoccupied for 4 months?
Correct.
Were you paying to have the pool cleaned during that time?
I was paying to have the pool cleaned, and then after it got delayed.
What got delayed? The closing?
The closing, because of the hurricane.
Right.
I ended up taking care of the pool myself. Then the hurricane came and it
okay,
really
the hurricane was September 20th, and then you-
20th, I think, yeah.
But we're talking about October 20th was the closing, so who took care of it during that month?
I live very close to there, so I would go up and-
Not very well if it was green.
Well,
did you call him to tell him, hey, the pool's green?
Yeah, well, I sent an email to Donna, my realtor,
okay.
On the 13th.
Come on up. And then on the 13th of October?
Correct.
Okay, and then what do?
I contacted Patrick.
And told him, hey, what's up?
Yes.
And then he?
With the pool as well as the other things
the
that
screens
we saw, the screens.
That were, right. Because the walkthrough would be just before the 20th
yeah,
or on
it was
the 20th.
Actually
we did
the day
on
of
the
closing.
19th. We
okay,
did
so on the 19th, was the pool blue?
No.
And okay, it was still green?
Correct.
And what about the lanai screens?
The lanai screens were fixed at
okay.
that point.
So does anybody have pictures of the pool?
Yes.
Okay. And now this is an as-is sale, correct? In fact, they're the first two words in the contract.
Yes, but if you look at number 11 item, it says that the home will be kept in the condition that it was in at the time of our walkthrough and the original
except for
contract.
Ordinary wear and tear and casualty loss. Seller shall maintain the property, including but not limited to lawn, shrubbery, and pool, in the condition existing as of the effective date, which is the date people signed. Okay?
Correct.
You're here because, according to you, he allowed it in contravention of item number 11 to be so poorly maintained that it did damage, and he no longer delivered the house in the condition of the effective date.
Correct.
Prove that.
There's about five pictures there. You can see that was after the pool had been drained and hit with a garden hose. The fiberglass pool, all of the epoxy was literally peeling off of it.
What is that black? Is that your ink mark?
No, that's where the blue finish on the epoxy on the bottom of the...
Okay, but what is that? Like, what is
it? It's fiberglass.
Okay, how is that not visible to you every time you look at the pool?
Because prior to that, I can go in, when there was water in it, all you could see was little pit marks.
Yeah, but how? If when you look at the house on the day of the effective, before you sign a contract, the pool is clear, which is what you've testified to, why wouldn't you see this enormous, what is that?
I never saw that, Your Honor. The pool, like I said, got cloudy during the hurricane.
Here, take that to
it
him,
was, when she did her walkthrough, it was clear. In fact, she was-
Wait, when the walkthrough is October 19th?
Or earlier that morning, or the day of the closing,
okay.
I think. And
according to you, it's clear that day?
Yeah.
Did you take photographs?
I didn't think I needed to take photographs.
Oh my gosh, you're a realtor, and there's a complaint about
no,
the condition.
No, there was no complaint.
There was a complaint. That's what caused it. A realtor called you and said, she's complaining about the way you're keeping the pool. You don't think it's important to take pictures that day?
She had mentioned that the pool was cloudy. And again, as you know, since you come from Florida, that if it gets green, it's quickly remedied with some...
Yes, but what I'm saying is, if you, in fact, took care of it on the day of the... Do you have pictures of the day of the walkthrough on the 19th or 20th? Nobody has pictures on the day that you accepted it and went through with the closing. And what's that? Stop. What's that?
That looks like some leaf debris or something in there. There was never anything in the pool. She's complaining because...
Does anybody have... picture. She's complaining because she paid $1,800 to have the pool resurfaced.
Which was done just about 4 months before, and I have a receipt for it.
Right. And you're saying he's a liar, he never took care of it. Well, he did. I see the receipt. I assume you guys saw it, that he had it resurfaced. So now, when do you get the pool resurfaced?
I had the pool resurfaced about 8 days after we moved in.
Okay. Now, do you have any evidence from the person who resurfaced the pool, from a pool expert, from somebody, to say that because the fact that a pool is green doesn't mean you need to resurface it. So do you have any evidence from anybody that would link your need to resurface it to that?
I did contact the pool company that he had told me. They came, they were not able to do it. And he said, my God, look at it. Somebody's thrown a bunch of hockey pucks into the pool. And it's eaten the surface. I'm going to have to refinish it again. And I said, what the heck is a hockey puck? I'm thinking a hockey puck. And he said, no, big chlorine tablets. And it ate the finish off the pool because they were thrown in there, not let it run.
Right, now, that's what we call hearsay, everything you just said.
No.
Because throwing in a chlorine tablet does not eat the finish of a pool.
The pool
it's
has
what you're
to
supposed
be...
to do, throw in a chlorine tablet.
So can these... chlorinated tablets screw up the finish on a swimming pool?
Absolutely. Sometimes, you know, they put too many in there and it just too much.
Doesn't this not make sense that
it doesn't mess it up?
It would seem it wouldn't, right? Or they wouldn't sell it because it would mess up everybody's pool.
It just doesn't mess up the pool.
Well, that sounds so definitive. I guess
it works for a pool company and doesn't mess it up.
Okay, you're going to be a piece of work here, aren't you?
Yes.
Going inside the courtroom.
It's a tablet. It's meant to be put in the pool. There shouldn't be a problem with that. That's what the tablets do.
Okay.
Now, they can be inside of one of those little...
They need to be in
like my nylons when I walk, you know, a little net thing or
right.
whatever. But I'm going to need to see some evidence that someone says he did that.
Yeah, I have no evidence that he did that.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Patrick let me know that he threw the hockey pucks or the chlorine tablets
in all into the pool
to clean it. It was green.
Yeah. Tell me how you threw in the chlorine tablets.
Generally, I'd place them on top of the plastic drain.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
What do you mean on top of the plastic drain? Where's the drain?
On the bottom. So when the water goes through, it gets the chlorine.
So you're talking about outside?
No, inside at the bottom of the pool. I figured
can you or can't you just throw in a chlorine tablet?
I do not know that.
Yeah, we're going to find out right now. I'm not finding anything that says, you see, those tablets are made for that. They're made for slow dissolving in the pool. Why are you pointing at my bailiff?
Because I just handed him paperwork from the pool company.
Yeah, where does it say
that
something
they had to drain the pool? It doesn't say it's
right. It just says that they had it right. So you see the pickle? That's the
Yeah, they don't know who caused it.
Yeah, exactly, and neither do I. So I've just got to enforce what's in front of me. And based on the lack of evidence that anything was his fault, I'm ruling in favor of the defendant.
Here comes the defendant, Patrick. So what do you think about what happened?
You know, I have no hard feelings, and I hope she enjoys the house.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Ms. Myers,
yes.
What do you think? Ms. Myers, you didn't convince the judge and you got nothing. Why did you come to court today?
Because the pool was in good condition when I signed the contract on the house. And after he admittedly threw in hockey pucks or chlorine tablets.
Yeah. And you know, your problem is you didn't have proof.
I didn't have proof that would cause it, other than it is an acid and it does eat.
But they're supposed to dissolve anyway and slowly disappear. Learn anything about buying a house as is from this?
I better have somebody that knows, at that case, chemicals, to have inspected it prior to fixing it.
Okay, well, you've learned something. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Harvey?
Okay, Doug, this is kind of like the first case. There may have been damage here, but it's not enough proof, again, to pin it on the defendant. And that will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
This is the plaintiff, David Sutton. He says he and the defendant are longtime friends, so suing her here in this courtroom is going to be tough. But hey, what's right is right. He loaned her $5,000. She's repaid only $334, and there's no way, friend or no friend, he's going to just walk away from the $4,666 she still owes him. That's why he's suing. This is the defendant, Stephanie. She says she paid off some of the loan in cash and worked the rest of it off. That's right. The plaintiff made her cook, clean, and garden at his house for 6 months. Heck, she was there so often she practically lived there. He told her she had worked the balance of the loan off and now he's pulling a big switcheroo. She thinks he's just lonely and misses her and the relationship they once had, so he's grasping at straws today. She's accused of failing a friend.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case in the docket, these litigants were friends, but that is in the rear view after the plaintiff says the defendant stiffed him. Now, the defendant says she paid it off in cash and barter, which includes cooking. It's the case of our relationship is cooked.
Thank you, Douglas. You're David
welcome,
Sutton, you are suing Stephanie. You've asked us not to mention your last name for $4,666, a balance of a loan that you made to her for her to do some renovations in her condo, and she has not repaid, according to you. How do you two know each other?
We initially met and we dated early on.
How long ago?
Well, it was probably in 2005, around that era.
Okay, and you stayed friends?
Yes.
All right, and then what happens?
In 2007, she asked me for a $5,000 loan.
And did she say what it was for?
Yes, she was going to renovate her her residence so that she could get a roommate to help her out with her.
Like build a wall?
No, remodel her, I believe, her bathroom, some work on her kitchen.
For $5,000?
Odds and ends.
Okay, and so you loan it to her?
I did.
Had you ever loaned her money before?
No, I did not.
All right. And did you have her sign a promissory note?
I did not at the $5,000. It was subsequent 2 years after that that she had only paid a small portion down on the loan of $344. And at that point, I came up with a contract for her to sign for a balance of $4,666 that she owed.
Did she sign it?
She did.
Okay, can I see it? And what excuses was she giving you for not paying it back?
She wasn't able to. She was unemployed, didn't have the money.
What made you finally get tired of it and file a lawsuit?
Well, I filed a lawsuit because the loan came due in December of 2016. And
talk about that. In 2009, you end up having her sign a document that says that she owes you $4,666 and that she will pay it no later than December 11, 2016.
Correct.
All right. And then does she?
No.
Okay. And so what took you from 2016 to now to file?
That happened with a phone call in January when I finally was sitting at home. My contract had ended, so I was now unemployed and I was sitting at home and I said, well, there's money that's owed me. Let's see where it is. So I contacted her on the phone and we exchanged conversations where she told me, well, I will mail you a check at the end of the week, Friday, because I'm leaving for England and I'm going to vacation in Hawaii and I'm moving in with my boyfriend. And I said, oh, I hadn't received a dime up till now. Now all of a sudden,
yeah,
these events.
So what's going on, Stephanie? What's your version on this stuff?
Okay. First of all, we met on Yahoo Personals, and it wasn't, he offered, I didn't ask him for the money. What happened was I was working at the time, and then when I lost my job, I was trying to be productive. I was making, getting another job, a full-time job, but then I was getting upset because I wasn't getting anywhere with getting a full-time job. So David suggested that if I want to be productive, I could clean his house and pay off the loan. And that's exactly what I did. I cleaned his house, I did landscaping.
How many times did you clean his house?
I did it for about 6 months.
How many times a week would you clean?
Twice, once, twice a week.
Okay, and did you guys keep a log of how many times so you could substitute?
No, I did not.
Did she clean your house?
She did not.
She's just making that stuff up?
Yes.
Why did you hesitate a moment there?
Well, I don't want to be offensive with my answers.
So how do you protect yourself when you are bartering in order to pay back, say, a loan?
You could, like, probably make, like, a contract with the person, or you could, like, maybe, like, give them, like, a little bit at a time.
Okay, well, a contract is a good idea. Okay, what else?
Restraining order.
Okay, no. Who else?
I'd say a contract.
Okay, let's go inside the courtroom.
I had a serious relationship in 2009, and her name was Christine, and she lived with me. So from 2009 until 2013, she was part of my life. There was no other woman in my life, to the fact that she stated, I would never let another woman clean your house. I said,
I would let another woman clean my husband's house. I'm not cleaning it.
So the situation was that I'm a single man. I clean my house. I'm very fastidious about that. And
did she ever do any work in your house to try to work down the debt?
She did not.
And and what years were you talking about having done that?
2008 to 2009.
Does that ring any bells? Were you dating then?
No.
Okay. So she didn't.
2008, 2009, the loan didn't happen until the end of 2009.
That's not what you said in the statement. In the statement, you said that the loan happened in 2007.
That was the $5,000.
Yeah, the $5,000 loan.
Let me clarify that. There was a $5,000 loan just on a promise.
Right, and then that same $5,000 loan got documented in 2009.
Correct.
But the loan, the money, switched hands in 2007. So she says it's 2008 that she was working it off, that makes sense in terms of a timeline, because you had already given her the money in 2007, right?
And he wasn't with anybody at that time.
So can you show me proof that you worked off $5,000?
Unfortunately, no, Your Honor.
I mean, you sign a promissory note. This is your signature, right?
Yes, but that's...
You don't even need to see it. Okay.
It is my signature.
Okay. And you signed it in 2000... Oh, I see what you're trying to say. What you were trying to say is that why sign this if it had been worked off in 2008? That's what you were trying to say a minute ago, right?
True.
Sounds good, right? If it wasn't what you were trying to say a minute ago, it should be what you were trying... Why would you sign this in 2009 if you had worked it all off in 2008 and
Your
2009?
Honor,
this was signed in December
signature.
Of... Listen, this was signed at almost the last days of 2009, December 11th. This was signed by you. So why would you sign this if you thought you had worked off your whole debt?
I don't remember even seeing that paper, the paper
well,
that
you said yes without me even showing
yes,
it to you.
Yes, it is my signature. I have it.
So if that's your signature, darling, that's what you signed. So tell me again, what's your defense?
I don't remember signing it.
Okay, you don't remember signing it, but it is your signature?
Yes.
How far do you think that's gonna go?
I don't know.
How are you here? How did you not, at some point, in the course of the last 11 years, feel bad and pay this guy
because
back?
Because I paid him off by working for it. That was
except for that you signed this after you say you did that. You have no evidence you did that. He denies you did that. You can't prove you did that, and you signed this after you supposedly did that. That makes it tough, doesn't it?
Because, Your Honor, I don't remember signing that.
I don't really care what you remember. I care that it's your signature.
I understand
because you could just be lying.
Mm. No, I'm
See?
Not.
All right.
I'm not lying.
My verdict is for the plaintiff in the amount of the $4,666. Pay the man.
So the plaintiff is finally going to get his $4,666 back. Stephanie, if you'll step over here, this does not look good for you. This is a bad day.
Not really. I mean, I told the truth. I don't remember signing the paper.
How can you not remember signing?
No, to be honest with you, I don't remember. I do not.
Well, obviously you did. Sorry about that. All right, Mr. Sutton, if you'll step out here. I mean, that's kind of strange that she doesn't remember signing it at all. Did you have a relationship with her at one point?
At the beginning.
So, you satisfied?
I am satisfied, but I'm disappointed that out of the whole thing, there's a lost friendship. And that's worth more than money in my book.
Well, I would agree with you there. And she said she did work for you. You say she didn't.
No, she did not.
Two directly opposite stories.
She did not.
Why do you think she's saying that?
Yeah. She has the answer to that, not me.
Okay. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You finally get your money back. Harvey?
Okay, Doug, look, I mean, the simplest way, you send an email to the person who loaned you the money or whatever, making it very clear that you worked off the debt.
Don't text and drive. The People's Court is a Ralph Edwards Stu Gillett production.